Hello everyone, I'm Nidhi and I welcome you all to my channel Urban Diaries. Now all of you already know that I'm running this free grammar classes series on my YouTube channel. So keep watching the videos because all of the videos are gonna be very very informative for you all. In today's class, I'm gonna discuss a very important part of speech in English grammar with you all. That is verb. Now why did I call this a part of speech? Because verb is one of those 8 parts of speech which help us to make a sentence. So all of these 8 words are known as parts of speech. Noun, pronoun, adjective, verb, adverb, preposition, conjunction, and interjection. If you don't know what are parts of speech or you are still confused in that, then you can see my video on this topic in which I have explained all the parts of speech in detail. You can get the link of that video in the description below. Now, let's discuss the verb. A verb is a word that describes an action, an event, or state of being. According to this definition, there are 2 important roles of verb. First, it describes the action. Second, it describes the state of being. We'll see to this with some examples. Shaurya is reading a book. In this sentence, Shaurya is doing a work, an action, which is reading. So, it's clear that this is the verb of the sentence. Now, what does this state of being mean? See this example. Tanvi is a doctor. In this sentence, is a verb. It is a linking verb. Why? Because it is telling us about the state of the subject, that Tanvi is a doctor. Now, let's see one more example. Ritvik seems happy today. Here the verb seems is telling us the state or mood of Ritvik, the subject. So, seems is a linking verb which is helping us in knowing the state of a person. And now comes a very important fact about verb. Friends, verb is a very important part of a sentence and we can call it a heart of a sentence. That is to say, no sentence in English grammar is complete without a verb. And if there is no verb in a sentence, that means it's not a sentence, it's a phrase. Now this verb can be of any type. If you've seen the thumbnail of this video, you must have noticed that all types of verbs names are written over there, which sometimes can be a bit confusing for the beginners. So why not to understand this topic once and for all? Let's see what role this tree will play in making you all understand the link between all types of verbs. And how do we classify them in different types? So we define verbs mainly in 2 different categories. One is finite verbs and second is non-finite verbs. First, see the non-finite verb. It is classified into 3 different types: gerund, infinitive, and participle. Now, if we talk about finite verbs, they are also classified into 3 different categories: main verb, we also call it action verb, linking verb, and helping verb. Helping verb, which is also known as auxiliary verb, is also of 2 types. One is primary auxiliary verb and second is modal auxiliary verb. Also, there are so many categories in main verb, like whether the verb is regular or irregular, if it is transitive or intransitive, it can be causative, factitive, stative, or dynamic. So, we'll be discussing all of them one by one and we'll try to understand them with some examples. Let's start first with a finite verb. A finite verb is a form of a verb that shows agreement with the subject and changes as per the tense. These finite verbs are sometimes called main verbs, and make sure if there is just one verb in a sentence, that verb is finite. This agreement is defined on 3 parameters: the number of the subject, the person of the pronoun, and the tense of the sentence. Let's see it once again. This agreement is defined on 3 parameters: the number of the subject, the person of the pronoun, and the tense of the sentence. Let's get these rules with some examples. Finite verb changes as per the number of the subject, that is, whether the subject is singular or plural. This star is bright. In this sentence, star is a singular person. Here the verb is, which is a linking verb. Now see another sentence. These stars are bright. Now in this sentence, stars is a plural subject. So you see the verb has been changed now, which is are. So this is how this verb has to agree with the number of the subject. Finite verb keeps changing as per the person of the pronoun. That means the subject of the sentence. Whether the subject is first person, second person, or third person. See this example. I go to school every morning. Here, I is a first person pronoun and accordingly, go is used as a verb, which is a main verb. See another example. She goes to school every morning. Here, she is a third person pronoun and now the verb go has been changed to goes. And accordingly, the verb is changed. Hence, finite verb changes according to the person of the subject. A finite verb changes as per the tense of the sentence. That is, whether the sentence is in present tense or past tense or future tense. See these examples. Robin plays cricket every day. Here, the sentence is in present tense. Hence, a present form of verb is used. In next sentence, Robin played cricket every day. The tense has been changed. This sentence is in past tense. Hence, past form of the verb is used. So, this is what the rule says. Finite verb changes as per the number of the subject, as per the person of the subject, and as per the tense of the sentence. I hope it's clear to you. Now, let's look into non-finite verb. Unlike finite verbs, non-finite verbs do not have any agreement with the subject of the sentence. That is to say, non-finite verb does not change as per the number, person, or tense of the sentence. Let's see these examples to understand it better. I like reading books. She liked reading books. Now, let's examine both the sentences carefully. In this sentence, we have two verbs, like and reading. Like is a finite verb that we have already understood, and reading is a non-finite verb. This sentence is in present tense, and this sentence is in past tense. Also, see the subjects. Here the subject is I, which is first person pronoun, and here the subject is he, which is third person pronoun. Did you notice the word reading, which is a non-finite verb, has no effect on it of the subject and the tense of the sentence? It shows that the non-finite verb does not have any agreement with the subject of the sentence. Even if I change the tense of the sentence in future or if I change the subject of the sentence, the verb reading will be in same form. Now let's see how does this non-finite verb function. So, it is known as a verb, but it does not function as a verb. Rather, it functions as a noun, an adjective, and an adverb. Let's see how does it function as a noun. Running is a good exercise. Here, running is the subject of the sentence, which is functioning as a noun. This is known as a gerund. Now let's understand their functionality as an adjective. Barking dogs seldom bite. Here, barking is an adjective which is describing the dog and we call it participle. Now let's understand how does it work as an adverb with an example. Mihika went to the theater to see the movie. Here, to see functions as an adverb which is known as infinitive. We will surely discuss about gerund, infinitive and participle in our upcoming videos. I hope as of now you've got an idea of what is finite verb and what is non-finite verb. Now let's revise them by jotting down the differences between both of them. Finite verbs act as the main verb in a sentence, whereas non-finite verbs don't act as a verb in a sentence. I have already told you that finite verb most of the time is known as main verb. Finite verbs indicate person, number, and tense, whereas non-finite verbs do not indicate any person, number, and tense in a sentence. Finite verbs are used in the present tense and the past tense, whereas non-finite verbs are gerund, participle, and infinitive. So, in this video, we learnt about finite verb and non-finite verb in a detailed way. And in our upcoming videos, we learn about all types of verbs one by one. And I think you are all set for the quiz now. So let's get started with the quiz. Here, I'll be stating sentences for you with a potential verb in it. You have to identify whether the verb is finite or non-finite. Alright then. I waited for him to come. Here the verb is waited. Which verb is this? Finite or non-finite? I waited for him to come. Waited is a finite verb here. Next, reading helps you to learn. I choose the verb reading. Tell me, which verb is this? Reading helps you to learn. Reading is a non-finite verb here. Next, the injured man was rushed to the hospital. I choose the verb injured. Which verb is this? The injured man was rushed to the hospital. Injured is a non-finite verb here. See, it's functioning as an adjective for the man here. Next, Mathali completed her work on time. Here, the word completed is a verb. Which verb is this? It's easy. It's a finite verb. Next, Adrit likes to play football. I choose here to play. So to play is non-finite verb here. Next, Arav wrote a letter to his friend. I chose wrote here. Which verb is this? Arav wrote a letter to his friend. Here wrote is a finite verb. Next, Oshin rides bicycle every day. Here I choose rides. It's a verb. It's a finite verb. Next, Muskan has a singing doll. Which verb is this? Finite or non-finite? Singing is functioning as an adjective for the word doll, so it's a participle here. That means a non-finite verb. Alright guys, you did great. Now you have mastered one more topic in English grammar. And if you really think you've learned something new today, then please like this video and subscribe to my channel. Also, don't forget to comment in the comment section. I'll be back again with a new video on a different topic. Till then, bye-bye, take care and happy learning!